If someone would have told me 10 years ago that I'd be getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning looking for turkeys and wearing camouflage, I would have told them that they were crazy. My name is Ron Cabley, and I'm a television producer with the Texas Parks and Wildlife TV series. This is presumably, I guess, one of the reasons why I won an Employee Service Award. I've won some of these Emmys for stories that have aired on the TV show. I keep them here because I ran out of room in a house, and I guess it's like 11 feet by 13 feet, and 12 Emmys in that small a space looks a little pretentious.
It's mornings like this that make you feel happy to be alive. It's an incredible place in which we live, and I think...
I guess my specialty is people-oriented stories. I've profiled a lot of interesting folks, like the Catholic minister who likes to look at birds at a garbage dump. Then there's the lady who rehabilitates injured animals in a shopping mall.
The mothers stimulate them. It feels good to go potty when you haven't gone for a while, huh? Of course, the mothers use their tongues, but we prefer a tissue.
And my personal favorite, a 98-year-old who still goes hunting.
Squeeze it easy. Oh, looks like you hit him.
It may seem a little scary, but she's in good hands. Her 75-year-old son helps her.
Here we go, look.
But no matter what the story is, there's a cardinal rule I always follow.
Don't run out of water.
Whether it's something as seemingly irrelevant as stone skipping, or as all-encompassing as training hunting dogs.
All right.
I always try to respect the fact that whatever it is that person does may very well be the most important thing in their life.
People ought to watch and admire the animals that they see. And then they can learn more about them.
One of the things that I'll always be grateful for is the fact that when my parents got sick, Parks and Wildlife made arrangements for me to work out of the PBS station in Houston. And I did that for 5 years. This is my mom and dad. I have pictures of them up in my cubicle. Let's see, my mom passed away about 3 years ago, almost to the day, and my dad passed away last June. They both had cancer. Okay, that's my mom in the wheelchair. She had polio back in the 1950s, and that's not me, that's my big brother. And she was in a wheelchair for about 45 years until she died. I can say with all honesty that it was a complete privilege helping them out the last few years of their life. There was so much I learned from them, despite, you know, them going through chemo and everything else. You know, their tenacity, their courage, and I am so blessed that I had an opportunity to spend that time with them. I guess that's my 3 minutes of fame. Thank you.